Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our meditation this evening comes from Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 53. While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and a man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Thus far, God's holy word. You may be seated. In the name of Christ, who showed remarkable restraint in extraordinary circumstances, dear fellow redeemed, tonight we begin our series, God on Trial, and we consider how our Savior shows restraint. Without a doubt, the occurrences in the Garden of Gethsemane on Thursday evening of Holy Week were some of the most awe-filled moments of the whole Passion history. You see very clearly both the human nature and the divine nature of the Savior. He prays so fervently that his sweat becomes like drops of blood, asking God for the strength to follow through on his mission. This is Jesus at his most vulnerable up to this point in his ministry. And then you have our text for this evening. Here, Jesus shows us that he is still true God, the Lamb of God, who came to deliver us from our sins. Tonight, as we begin our series, God on Trial, we see how the disciples acted without restraint in a situation that was out of their control. But we also see Jesus, who showed his restraint, and that he is always in control, even when faced with impossible circumstances. May the Holy Spirit bless our study of his word this evening. Jesus had warned his disciples many times during his ministry the dangers that come from following him. He said, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." Little did the disciples know that they would be faced that very threat the same night in which Jesus said these words. Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus, brought a large crowd armed with clubs and swords to capture Jesus and hand him over to the chief priests. The response of the disciples is exactly what you might expect: fear, uncertainty, and raw reaction. Normally, we signal out Peter, as he was the one who actually struck with the sword. But he was not alone. Each one of the disciples was frightened as to what was going to happen. And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" It's easy for us to look back and wonder, did they not realize they had Jesus standing with them? Do they not remember how he had passed through a crowd in Nazareth who wanted to kill him, but he passed through untouched? Do they not remember the night they were caught in a storm on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus had control even in that disaster? Yes, the disciples should have remembered these things and trusted that God would take care of them. Yet their reaction and their failure in restraint is indicative of what we all are by nature. You and I have the same God watching over us on a daily basis. And yet, do we always let our Savior take control of the situation? How often do we instead react rashly and based on emotion? Peter lashed out with a sword and struck off the ear of Malchus, the servant of the high priest. He acted without thinking and without restraint. He thought that he was going to die for his Lord and stop him from being taken captive. Instead, he simply put himself and the other disciples in great danger. You and I might not lash out with a sword, but we do often use something that is even deadlier than a sword, our tongues. Whether it be an argument with someone in private or on the street corner, or whether it be in the comments section on Facebook, it is ever so easy to let our tongues lash out without restraint. We might think that we are defending our Savior and ready to barrel through whomever might stand in our way. But is that what we are really doing? Or to our shame, are we acting like Peter and lunging forth in a foolish attempt to take control of a situation that God is already in control of for us? More often than not, we cause more harm than good. Our Savior demonstrated perfect restraint on that night in Gethsemane. He did not fear the mob of people attempting to arrest him. He knew that he could simply pass through their midst if he so desired, or he could call a legion of angels to fight on his behalf. But this was not his mission. Jesus looked over those who were before him, and he had the same conviction as he shows towards you and me. Those were sinners who were in desperate need of a Savior. As he was the only one who could reach out and heal the ear of Malchus, so also was he their only hope for them to receive forgiveness from the Father. This was not the fight that he had come here to win. His fight was on Calvary. During his ministry, Jesus told his disciples, "Love your enemies." This is exactly what he meant. He could have vindicated himself right then and there and showed the mob who he really was and why it was futile to try and take him by force. However, that would have resulted in all of mankind being lost. Instead, Jesus showed restraint, knowing that his path went to the cross and it went through this violent mob. He submitted himself to this abuse in order to truly help his disciples and the members of that mob. For the rest of his passion, Jesus would exhibit this restraint. Before Pilate, he did not lash out against his accusers, but he let himself be numbered among the transgressors. Before the Roman soldiers, he did not lash out against the injustice he endured, but rather he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Our Savior's restraint took him to the cross. It led him to succumb to God's wrath over the sins of the world who hated him. Rather than vindicate himself before men, he would let God vindicate him before the world by raising him from the dead. In every instance, Jesus showed forth a completely selfless love when it was neither deserved nor desired. He shows us what it truly means to walk the path of God and to do so perfectly. And this he did in your place and in my place and in the place of all people. Jesus' restraint takes us all from being enemies of God to being children of God. Without a doubt, you will be faced with countless opportunities to live the same restraint that your Savior showed. And it's not going to come naturally to walk the same path that He did. Human nature leads us to think about ourselves more than anything or anyone else. In fact, our society has created a culture in which restraint is seen as a weakness. You aren't strong if you don't stand up for yourself as aggressively as you are attacked. But remember, the true strength that your Savior showed in the garden that night was His restraint. He could have lashed out. He could have thrown all of them to the ground. But because Jesus showed His restraint, because He endured all suffering and death out of love for you, Jesus rose from the dead and He ascended to the right hand of God so that now He remains in control of the whole world. Yes, even in control of those small, volatile situations you will find yourself in. You do not need to fight back against the enemies you face. Instead, you can show them restraint and love. Seeing them as Jesus also looked upon you, a lost sinner who is in need of forgiveness. You could share with them the peace that comes from knowing that the Savior of the world displayed a restraint. And as a result, He has declared you to be righteous before God and forgiven all of your sins. May the Holy Spirit grant us all an extra measure of this restraint, so we can be a living testimony of His love for all. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.